This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It's a snowy morning for much of Colorado. Roads are snow-covered, and in Denver, road crews are plowing side streets. The city's Nancy Kuhn says that only happens during major snow and ice events.
What these trucks can do is they can be very helpful in shaving off the top few inches of snow off the top of a street and help clear a path to the main streets. They can also help prevent deep ice ruts.
A storm in December left residential streets ice-covered for weeks. The weather forecast has more snow through the day than some clearing tomorrow. Governor Jared Polis talked about housing in his State of the State address Tuesday. He called for major changes to the state's land use policy.
It's time to legalize more housing choices for every Coloradan and give homeowners more freedom, revitalize our cities and towns, and protect the character of our state, our open space, and our wild areas.
Polis said he hopes that building what he called smart and efficient housing will help save energy and help Coloradans live closer to their jobs. Republican State Representative Mike Lynch is House Minority Leader. He says many of the governor's ideas might not be affordable.
We just came off of an unrealistic budget in the last session when we were burning through federal money, and that money is not around anymore.
Lynch says Republicans might be able to find common ground with Polis on water policy and lowering taxes. The governor has a new nominee for Colorado's powerful Public Utilities Commission. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The governor wants Tom Plant on the 3-member panel, which regulates Xcel Energy and other major power companies. That role means it's now guiding the state's shift to renewable energy. Plant has pushed for that transition for years. He currently works for a clean energy think tank at Colorado State University, and while he's currently an unaffiliated voter, he served as a Democrat in the state legislature. He'd replace John Gavin, who joined the commission in 2018. The state Senate must confirm the nomination. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Again, snowy roads and difficult travel across much of Colorado as a snowstorm hangs on over the state through the day and into this evening. It should be sunny, but not much warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.